We're going to go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, talk to our guy, your guy, Joey Galloway, ESPN college football analyst, former Buckeye. Joey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for joining us. Let's start with that team up north because they have been, you know, a team that everybody has had their eye on week to week. You get into this game last week, not a lot of offense in that game. Joey, where are you with what you're seeing on film offensively from the Wolverines a handful of games into the season?
Offensively, they look like they've looked in the past couple seasons. I think Josh Gattis getting there led a lot of people to believe that the offense was going to have a different look to it, a different feel to it. You know, with the receivers they have, and Tariq Black and Nico Collins and Peoples Jones, they seem athletic on the outside. Shea Patterson back was supposed to be a different guy, a top-tier quarterback, and it just hasn't looked that way. Now, after the game, Harbaugh said that he thinks that they're close. And maybe that's just the way they're going to be. Maybe they're going to be a team that scores 10 to 15 points a game and try to win it with defense. But right now, I would not fear them from an offensive standpoint.
Joe, you mentioned, you know, just playing a lot of defense, keep it close on offense. Do you think that's a viable way to win right now in college football?
Not necessarily, but I think you can win that way in the Big Ten. I mean, if you look around the Big Ten, there is one very explosive offense, and that's Ohio State. Other than that, you could absolutely play that way and have some success. It's just going to be tough to get past a team like Ohio State with that idea in mind.
Joey, looking at this wide receiver room for the Buckeyes, clearly you know a ton about that position. I think just looking at the way they go about things week to week, man, it's tough to kind of hone in on one singular guy to cover because they're balancing the attack out as far as this guy gets this amount of catches or yada, yada, yada. Do you think that is a good game plan to have as a team to have the Benjamin Victors, KJ Hills of the world, or to have one singular guy that can go get it whenever he wants it?
I don't think you need that one singular guy that can go get it until you get into a situation where you're going against a defense that is just as talented as you are on offense. Every quarterback needs that guy that he can depend on to go get it in a man-to-man situation on a third down in crunch time. Now, we might not see that situation in the Big Ten, which is why I felt like this team would go undefeated through the regular season. But when you get to the playoff and you start going against a team like a Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, those kind of teams, then you're going to need someone in that room that Justin Fields can look to and say, when it's third and 10 and our game is on the line and these guys are in bump and run coverage up in your face, I need to know exactly who that guy is. I would imagine that right now that guy is KJ Hill just because he's the veteran in the group. He's the guy that coming into the season people looked at as our top receiver. But I do think you need that guy for those moments.
Joe, who do you think the second best team in the Big Ten is right now then?
Wisconsin, and I don't even think it's close. I don't even know that there is a – if I had to pick number three, I would probably say Penn State, which I've been impressed with what Penn State has been able to do up till now. Sean Clifford looks like a talented quarterback. KJ Hamler looks a very talented big play guy. But it's interesting, they haven't played anybody. You know, Maryland, Idaho, a beat-up Purdue team without Rondale Moore. But if you look at them and what they've been the past few years, Trace McSorley was their quarterback. And you had seen him in tough situations, game on the line, make plays. We have not seen Sean Clifford in that role as of yet. But they have games coming up where he will absolutely be put to the test. But right now, I'd probably put them at number three.
Joey Galloway, ESPN college football analyst, former Buckeye, joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Big game Saturday at noon, Oklahoma and Texas. Looking at the Oklahoma side of this thing, Joey, Jalen Hurts, Lincoln Riley, it seems to be off to a really, really good start. We've seen this over the last couple of years now with Lincoln Riley, with Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. What are you seeing from what you're watching so far that's making this so easy for the quarterbacks down there in Norman?
If you had to pick one offense to go watch, if you're saying, like, I want to be entertained, I'm going to go watch an offense. It's been Oklahoma these past few years. And watching what Jalen Hurts has been in this offense, it's interesting. They hadn't played anybody. They played Kansas last week, and Kansas was able to put a little bit of pressure on Jalen Hurts. It didn't look as easy, as clean it is as it did the games prior. But with all the moving parts they have, they get guys wide open. Now, last game, Jalen Hurts decided he was going to hold on to the ball a little bit too long, threw an interception, had another play that should have been an easy pick six for Kansas. They dropped the ball. So it'll be interesting to see if Texas can put a little bit of pressure on Jalen Hurts and make him uncomfortable, make him move around, make him get out of the pocket. It'll be interesting to see if Texas can make this offense of Oklahoma look a little different than it's looked the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
Joey, I want to ask you about Texas because there seems to be a vibe around them, you know, around college football, that they're close to being back. Tom Herman's starting to stack up some of his recruiting classes now over a handful of years. But how close do you think they are to being a legitimate college football playoff contender?
Well, they beat Oklahoma last season.
Yeah.
They just couldn't pull it off twice. They couldn't do it in the Big 12 championship game. And so, you know, when you look at Texas, they then go to, I believe, the Sugar Bowl and kick the crap out of Georgia. Now, Georgia didn't have some players playing. They were getting ready for the draft. But either way, when you put on that uniform and you take the field, it counts as an official game. And Texas went and beat Georgia badly, I think, in the Sugar Bowl. And so, to me, they're back now. They still have to get past Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been very good and made it to the playoff a couple times. And so I guess you don't really see the success of a Texas team until they win the Big 12, until they get past Oklahoma. But to me, they're back, and they'll get a chance to prove that this weekend. I mean, that'll be the over-under, I think, when I looked Monday, was 75 in that game. Oof. And so if you're looking for a lot of points and a track meet, that'll be a good game to watch.
Talking with Joey Galloway, former Ohio State Buckeye, current ESPN college football analyst on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And big game down south, Florida traveling to the Bayou to take on LSU. I haven't really thought Florida was probably as good as their ranking. However, they were able to get it done last week against Auburn. Do they have a chance to get it done 2 weeks in a row against what may be the second best team in the SEC?
That's the toughest part about the SEC is going back-to-back physical football games. If Florida didn't just play Auburn last week, I would feel a lot better about Florida's chances of beating LSU. But, Bobby, you know, when you have those physical-type football games and then you have to do it again the next week, especially when you're younger, you're in college, it's tougher to pull off. And so because they're now having to get up again and go on the road, I would imagine that LSU is going to win this football game. Joe Burrow has been fun to watch what he's doing. You didn't see it last year at all. I mean, the numbers are the numbers, but the way he's doing it, you know, on time, getting the ball out of his hands, leading his receivers, give them the ball in a position where they can get some run after the catch. You know, it would be hard for me to imagine if Florida could do it twice. Now, I didn't think they could stop Auburn the way they did, and they stepped up in that game. Kyle Trask is stepping in and playing pretty good at quarterback. And so it is possible, but I would not bet my money that Florida can do it 2 weeks in a row.
Alabama takes on number 24 Texas A&M this week at 3:30. Joey, you look at Alabama's schedule, they haven't had any type of pushback whatsoever from their opponents. Is Texas A&M, are they going to be the first squad to present any type of resistance against the Crimson Tide this weekend?
I don't see it happening. Alabama offensively is extremely explosive. Those receivers they have in Ruggs and Waddle and Judy, they are give it to them at 5 yards and then meet them at the end zone 80 yards later. Tua is playing quarterback as well as anyone. I was listening to the show earlier. I got to say I'm extremely disappointed that you let Bobby off the hook when you asked him would he take Tua with the number one overall pick. I mean, you would have thought there was actual money on the line the way Bobby was waffling. Like, I need to see more. What do you mean you need to see more? This is radio. This is what you do. We just want to know your opinion. He's like, that's only been 6 games. I need to see more. I wanted to call him in and be like, seriously, Bob, can you make a decision? Nobody's real job is on the line here. I personally would take Tua. Bobby needs to see about 7 more games in the bowl game,
hey,
in the playoff before he's going to make a decision.
Listen, I at least had the courage to come on today, Joey. I mean, Rothman, he thought we were going to have Jesse Palmer on. Once he found out it was you, you know, he had to duck the whole day. Had to duck the day.
I appreciate it, Bob. I got a good laugh off of you in there waffling as if somebody's real job was.
Hey, man. Well, Joey, one day I might be auditioning to be a GM someday, you know? I mean.
I was going to text you, like, you do realize you're not going to lose your job if you spend that number one pick on a kicker.
Joey Galloway joining us here on The Fan. Last one here, Joey, and we'll let you go, man. Is Ohio State the most complete team in college football right now?
I would say no. I mean, and not that they're less complete than anyone else. I think that there are some unknowns about Alabama. Clemson hasn't played great. I would say Georgia is a complete team. I would say LSU is a complete team. And so I don't know that I would say that they're any more or less complete than those other teams. But the word complete always interests me because we use that word to insult Oklahoma for the most part. It's like they're not a complete team. They don't play defense. Hey, look, in football, being complete is scoring one more point than your opponent. However that is you do it, that is defined as complete to you.
Yeah.
It's just however you win. And so as early as we are in the season, and I still have the Buckeyes ranked at number five, and people are like, sort of like, how can you keep them at number five? Well, I can keep them at number five because we haven't really seen what this team can be yet. We haven't really seen what Alabama can be yet. They hadn't, like you said, hadn't had a lot of pushback from many teams. We've seen Georgia beat Notre Dame, which is a really good team. We've seen LSU beat Texas, a really good team. We'll see LSU again this weekend. And so until we get further into the season, I think you could interchange about the top six teams. You can move them all around there, put them in a bag, and pick whichever one you want. Until we start seeing these teams play some better opponents, we don't really know. But, yeah, I would say there are four or five complete football teams out there, and this is going to be fun to watch down the stretch.
He's Joey Galloway, the former Buckeye, current ESPN college football analyst. Joey, thanks for the time, man. Safe travels, and have fun out there on ESPN, crushing it this weekend on the college football coverage, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And quit letting Carpenter off the hook. Make him answer some questions.
We'll do. I got you, man. I got you covered. Appreciate it, man. Joey Galloway right there on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Got to take a break. We'll do a Buckeye Bulletin after that. You'll hear from Greg Madison coming up next right here on The Fan.